Yeah, see how that is, huh? Folks, everyone mocked me when I started talking about fantasy fishing as some sort of fringe thing. And now they're actual commercials telling you to play fantasy fishing.
See?
Fantasy fishing, no pun intended, it's gone mainstream.
Ah, see what you did there? Okay. Yeah.
Mike Schultz
nicely
is here
done.
From the River City Reader. And he gives us his reviews of the movies. And was this a hard copy week, or was this a...
No, next week will be a hard copy week. Okay. Next week is going to be a crazy hard copy week. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
But
it's
you're
going
to be out of town next week, so then how do you...
Oh, I'm leaving next week Friday after
okay,
it comes
so
out.
After you've
yeah,
all, after you've
got a weekend off next week.
After you've taken care of
yeah, but it's our summer guide. So it's our list to the 1,500-odd things going on in the Quad Cities over the summer. Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be gigantic. Lots
kinda,
of stuff going on.
Kind of kicks off this... this weekend with the Criterium.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, so last week we had...
we saw Angels and Demons.
Right, Angels and Demons,
yeah.
Which is it basically the sequel to...
Yes, which I what I didn't know it's actually a prequel, which I didn't which explains why Audrey Tautau is not in this one, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, it's better than Da Vinci Code. There's that.
Uh-huh.
It's still terrible.
Pretty dry.
It's still pretty dry. Yeah. It's man, I don't know what it is about those movies. They're just so heavy spirited. They're just not. They're not fun.
So there's no
in any way.
Is there any tension in it at all?
I guess it's all very dark, and it's a lot of people in robes, and it's a lot of people, you know, muttering about the...
There are a lot of candles.
There's a lot of clandestine meetings and locked doors with robes and incense burning, you know,
right.
And Tom Hanks sweating quite a bit. It works a little better because it's got this ticking clock plot where, you know, there's going to be an explosion at midnight, and so we have to find the explosive antimatter before midnight, so we're running around in the same outfit for 2 hours.
Right.
But, boy, it's dull. It's just like it's a big Catholic scavenger hunt. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, follow the statue that's pointing at this fountain, and at that fountain you'll see this triangle, and the three corners are pointing to where we have to go next. And you're like, what the hell's
so
going on
if
here?
You haven't read the books, you really don't have any use for this at all.
I just didn't. I got no fun out of it.
Yeah.
It's got some good people in it, and it looks great.
Yeah.
But boy, it's dull.
Okay.
Yeah, it just doesn't fly.
And then
for
it's
me.
How long too?
Like 2 hours, 10 minutes,
yeah,
I think.
Okay, so not...
It's not death.
Not awful.
Yeah, it's not awful, but it's there's more fun things out there. Go see Star Trek if you haven't.
Spend your time doing something else.
Absolutely right. It's beautiful out there.
Was that the only one you saw, or you saw a local one?
I also saw a movie called The Last Lullaby, which was co-written by Max Allen Collins from Muscatine.
Uh-huh.
Story about a hitman who falls in love with the woman that he's supposed to assassinate.
Right.
And it's just this kind of quiet... little meditation on getting older and realizing that you know you're nearing the late middle years of your life, and do you want to keep doing this thing? And it's really kind of sweet and really well performed. Tom Sizemore is in it, who's super good.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Got through it, huh?
He makes like 8 movies a year, you know, and they're all terrible.
Yeah.
And so finally a nice lead role for Mr.
Now,
Sizemore.
Was some of this filmed here, or was this just the local?
Just got the local connection through the author. Yeah,
okay.
He wrote a book version of it. I want to say, I don't know how many years ago. I shouldn't even guess. But so adapted into a film, and quite a fine film. It's already gone, sadly, but DVD release, The Last Lullaby.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and was
exactly.
That it then?
That's all that opened. It's all they let me see.
So Memorial Day weekend, I would imagine then that means some big movies.
Means some big sequels.
Does.
No,
right.
Yeah, the sequels are out in force.
And we have what?
See, we got Night at the Museum 2, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Okay, so this is basically, the idea here is just to be able to get as many product placement, right?
Yeah, with historical products, I guess.
Did you like the last one?
It was all right, I guess. I mean, it's a big, loud family comedy with kind of neat special effects, I think. A lot of really good comics and Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And because he hasn't been funny for decades, let's face it. But, you know, it's got moments. And the cast is pretty great. You got Hank Azaria. You got Amy Adams. You got Owen Wilson. So hopefully it'll be bearable at least.
And even in its opening today, right?
Yes.
And playing at the 61 Drive-In this weekend, too.
Is it really?
So they got it. They've got it just like
you're
that.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
nicely done, Drive-In.
Yeah.
All right.
So along with...
I need to do the Drive-In again.
I think with Wolverine, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I didn't care for Wolverine.
Not so much.
Yeah, okay.
But whatever.
Maybe
it's
not this
it's kind of an ideal drive-in movie. You know, you can go to the snack bar, you can turn off the sound.
And then another big one. Well, you got to go to the snack bar.
Yeah.
Get the walking taco.
Ooh.
Is that what they call it? Yeah, the walking taco.
What is that? That sounds good. It really does.
Is that what they call it? It is.
Like gigantic? Or?
No. It's a taco in a bag.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I had the right
term. You eat it with a spoon.
I wanted to make sure I had the right term. I didn't want to offend half of our listening audience.
Sure. That sounds good, actually.
The other big one?
We also got Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
We are continuing this Terminator franchise until it's run into the ground, basically.
That includes and involves who now?
Well, we got Christian Bale in it. Beyond that, to be honest, I don't know a lot about this, except it looks loud and violent.
Right.
The previews look – the effects look pretty amazing, I got to say. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see.
But there's no like Arnold cameos or anything.
No,
there?
There's apparently like an Arnold doppelganger. I mean, of a guy who you look at and you're like, looks a little bit like Schwarzenegger.
Is he the Terminator then?
I don't know.
Who's it's supposed to be? I mean, there's a new Terminator, I take it.
There's a new Terminator, I think. But again, you know, I should research these things more before I come in and talk to you, I guess. But
he's actually just the exterminator. He's just got a can of bug spray.
That'll be the low-rent sequel next time.
Very
disappointing.
Looks like you got
once the recession really hits Hollywood. We don't have the
looks
money
like
for
you
the
got
effects.
Bugs.
But with a propulsive soundtrack.
He's just killing roaches. Or attempting to.
That could be cool.
So just those two?
Those two. And one more. A movie called Dance Flick.
The
Wayans brothers,
attacking
us again.
Okay, so basically this is a spoof on all those movies where the white girl ends up dancing with the black guy.
Yes, and the parents are very unhappy, and everybody holds hands at the end. Yeah,
right. And it shouldn't happen because they're from different sides of the tracks, but they make it happen.
Yeah,
because the dancing,
it's
the
time.
Dancing supersedes everything.
It's time for this parody, I think. Yeah. It's been enough with Step Up and Save the Last Dance and yada yada yada. So
they're gonna take a stab at
we'll
it.
We'll give it a whirl. But boy, those movies aren't good generally. You know, it just comes down to name that reference. You know, it's like, okay, I know I've seen Dirty Dancing.
I think I know what,
I know what they're doing there.
So then are you gonna tackle all three?
We're gonna give all three a shot. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the sequels and then the one that's could be a sequel.
And then you're not here next week?
No, I'll be in Ohio. I'll be driving to Ohio at this time next week.
Right.
So, and next week is going to be the Pixar movie.
I take it that's not film related.
No, that's
Columbus.
Not. No, we are taking a nice break from films for a weekend. So.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks.
Yeah,
so
but
much.
I'll be back in June.
Okay. And actually, Dave's gone next week too, so we'll all get back together.
That sounds nice.
In early June reunion.
If you survive the doctor.
And wish me luck with the doctor.
You're going to be fine. You look good. I swear. You don't look hypertense.
This is the thing about it. It's one of those things where, you know, you really should go to the doctor every year. And it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
All right.
But the thing is, it's like if you'd have gone to the doctor, say I would have went to the doctor a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Well, obviously everything would have been fine, right?
Yes. Theoretically, yes. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So I should kind of think of it like, well, 2 years from now, I'll look back and go, that was a good time to go because I was fine.
Absolutely right. I think you're going to be good. I really wouldn't worry about it. You look fine. You seem happy. You seem healthy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right.
But even if I'm healthy, you know, they're going to stick it to me.
Yeah, they're going to find something wrong. You could have lower blood pressure than you have.
Yeah, they're going to do something.
Maybe you should take these 8 medications.
Exactly.
and then you're hooked for the rest
of
your
life. Each pill is $25.
Yeah, yeah. I know what it's like.
Well, thank you, Mike. We'll
a pleasure.
Catch up with you in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah, good to see you. Good luck today. You'll be fine.
Thanks. Here's Aerosmith. It's David Nair on this Rock 104.9.